Right, Surat al-Nasr. We saw in this seminar, and here we're coming to the conclusion here. We saw the first surah to be revealed, Surat Iqra. Some of you might know that Surat al-Nasr, they say, is the last complete surah to be revealed. Last complete surah to be revealed. So in Juz Amma, it gathers the beginning and the end in this juz. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the glad news and the great news of the victory that was to come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the victory that was to come to Islam, and that was the conquering of Mecca al-Mukarramah and of the people becoming Muslim. And this actually, it's a promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it says, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ الْفَتْحِ. And we said, when إِذَا applies to a human, it means if, but in the case of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying إِذَا, it means when it comes. And so it's a promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this actually happened before Mecca was conquered, as a glad tiding to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, when we say that it was the last surah revealed, that doesn't necessarily mean that there weren't other ayat that were revealed after that. But they say that this is the last complete surah, beginning to end, a full surah that was revealed. And they mention of the, like the opinion of which was the last ayah, the ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ. They mention that that being have of the strongest narration, that was the last ayah to be revealed. That's the verse right before Surah, the ayah, that very long ayah, Ayatul Dayn, the longest ayah in the Quran. It's about maybe five ayahs from the end of Surah Al-Baqarah. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ.
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا.
In this surah, Bismillah, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. جَاءَ means to come. إِذَا, like we said, means if. And the jawab idha, actually the answer to if of the idha is in verse 3. Is فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ, the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالْفَتْحِ, and the victory, the conquering, and the conquest of Mecca. And here we see the example that in the end the believers will always be the victors. If we saw all those ayat, the punishment, and the torture, and the humiliation, and the mockery, and in the end comes the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They dedicated their lives to Allah, and Allah showed them the victory, not when they died. They saw it in the dunya. This was the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's a lesson and a theme that goes all throughout the Quran. Fasbir, so be patient. إِنَّ الْعَاقِبَةَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, that the outcome will always be for those who feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the victory and the outcome will be for them. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. And then in verse 2, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسِ, and you see the people, يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ, they enter into the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, afwaja. Afwaj means in waves and crowds. Like they'll say in Hajj, like the afwaj al-hajij, meaning the waves of the people from this country and that country, they're coming in waves. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجَ. And if you go to any masjid, we haven't seen this. We're not living in times where this happens. We're living in times where one person will say, oh, there's a brother, there's a sister that wants to give the shahada. They say, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ. They say the shahada, and then they sit down. We'll be shocked if they say, oh, there's another brother that's coming to give the shahada. Right? Two people. But that's how the people were in Mecca. They were entering one by one. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying the time will come where nations will all enter Islam together. And we saw this in the history of the Muslims. A king, for example, I know in Vietnam, if you don't know about the history, that they were Muslim. And the king had entered into Islam, and the entire nation entered into Islam. And then the hardship that came upon them, the old Vietnamese, like the seniors, they know Arabic. They know of the Arabic, and they know, I know a brother that they had left and migrated away from Vietnam when the persecution came upon them. But they entered into Islam in a wave. Actually, Sheikh Yusuf Estes, I believe the video is online right now. And what he does at the end of his speeches is that he requests anybody who believes in this message to stand up and declare the Shahada. And they had gone into South America, places that have never been touched by Islam. And no one's ever spoken to them about Islam. And the people were just, you know, grabbing them to become Muslim. And he said at the end of the speech, I remember it might have been 140 people or so on. In the crowd, in the end, 125 people stood up to give their Shahada after one speech. And the people were like coming up to them and asking, how do I give my Shahada? And how do I enter into this deen? And inshallah, I believe they're going to have workshops and seminars there to educate these people about Islam, inshallah. They're planning those. So there's a lot of work to be done. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسِ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. And you see the people entering into crowds. So the answer of إِذَا, the what happens then, which is verse 3, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ, that exalt your Lord, glorify your Lord, بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ, and ask for forgiveness. إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. تَوَّاب means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to forgive the people. Forgiveness after forgiveness. And that's the shadda there gives that meaning, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is tawwab, the oft forgiving. This shows you the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when the people turn to them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes more quickly in answering their tawbah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well pleased and very happy, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, than a person who's in the desert, they've lost their camel, and they have no more hope for life. And they lie down basically waiting to die. And then the camel comes back with all the food and water, and they've basically been given another chance at life. And out of the extreme happiness, the person says, "Oh Allah, you are my slave and I am your Lord." He made the mistake because of his intense happiness that the camel had come back. And then the Prophet ﷺ said that Allah is more happy with his servant coming back to him than this person having his camel come back to him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. This surah is also called Surah Al-Bishara, the surah of glad tidings, because it gave the glad tidings of the conquest of Mecca. But it's also known as Surah Al-Tawdi'ah. Tawdi'ah. You may know the word from Hajjat al-Wada, right? The farewell pilgrimage. This is known as the farewell surah, because in it carries the meaning of the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When tawdiyah. In Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, when this surah was revealed, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited it. And he spoke to the congregation and he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave one of his servants the choice between this dunya and the hereafter. فَاخْتَارَ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. And so he chose that which was with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so everybody's listening to the speech, and then Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu just starts crying. And the narrators, they said, we looked at Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and we say that, and they mentioned that the Prophet ﷺ was only talking about a slave that was given to choose between this dunya and that which was with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he chose that which was with Allah azza wa jalla. And then the narrator said, but Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was the most knowledgeable of all of us. And he said, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, behind his tears, فَدَيْنَاكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ بِآبَائِنَا وَأُمَّهَاتِنَا. That may our mothers and fathers be sacrificed for your sake. And then the narrator says, we later learned that slave that the Prophet ﷺ was talking about was himself. He's talking about himself and the choice he was given. And nobody recognized this except Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And they knew, as the poet said, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ إِذَا مَا تَمَّ نُقْصَانُ, that if anything is perfected, the only way after that is downwards. And the nuqsan, that deficiency or that thing that goes down, the first thing to go is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This religion was perfected. الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ. The deen is perfected, it can only go down from there. And that was the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In Bukhari, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, who was very young and very, very knowledgeable, Umar radiallahu anhu, they would have a gathering of the alumni, of the seniors. And Umar radiallahu anhu would bring in Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And so the people, those seniors that were in the gathering, they were, you know, they felt a little feeling that, okay, here's a little boy that's coming into our gathering. They said, oh Umar, why are you bringing this child in our gathering when we have sons just like him? Like if you're going to bring the children, then we have children also. And so Umar radiallahu anhu, he wanted to show them that Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu wasn't like the other ones. And so he came one day to show them. And Ibn Abbas says that I feel that he said this just to show them. He said to the people, what do you say about Surah An-Nasr? إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. And they replied that in this surah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the Prophet that when the victory comes, the conquest of Mecca, that he should do tasbih and istighfar. And some of them were quiet. And so Umar radiallahu anhu turned to Ibn Abbas and he said, وَمَاذَا تَقُولَ. And what do you say? Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said that this is the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as taught to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. Meaning that when this time comes, that it's now time for you to move on. And so Umar radiallahu anhu, he said that I do not know any other meaning other than that which you just said. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and those closest to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those most knowledgeable, knew that this was the message of Surah An-Nasr. And it's actually a very beautiful conclusion, because a lot of, you know, the way we are studying the surahs, it's just the surface of the meanings. And we haven't even gone beyond that into the depth and depth of these surahs. And each surah, volumes upon volumes could be written about them. Like we said about Surah Al-Asr, something as a surah as small as Al-Asr, but you could write almost any volume talking about Islam would have that meaning of Surah Al-Asr in it, and the depth of those surahs. In this surah, in the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when this victory comes and the conquest, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet to ask forgiveness. So a person may say, what sin did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? What sin did he do that he should ask for forgiveness? Because that's in our mind whenever someone says to us, ask for forgiveness, they'll say, what did I do? But here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is the greatest day of victory for them. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They say that the best time to do istighfar is after ibadah. After someone obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's when they ask for forgiveness, and that's the best time to do istighfar. And I'll draw your attention to the salah. What's the first word we say after we say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't teach us to raise our hands and start in the dua. He taught us to say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah 3 times. To say, oh Allah, forgive me, oh Allah, forgive me, oh Allah, forgive me for the shortcomings in this ibadah that I've just done. That I haven't worshipped you in a way befitting of your majesty, Ya Allah. فَسَبِّحْ مِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after this was revealed, he was frequently heard, and Aisha radiallahu anha said that he would say often, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Allahumma ghfirli. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Allahumma ghfirli. Meaning, exalted you are, O Allah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, and may you be praised. Allahumma ghfirli, O Allah, forgive me. And so he would implement these verses immediately, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reciting it until he met his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we learn in this surah also that we're on a mission. And this life isn't about just gathering toys, and then the one in the end with the most toys is the winner. But the Muslims on a mission. وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. And the hereafter is better for you than this first, from this life. And so this is the mission of the person. And the victory will come, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, for those people who work for that victory. And so in conclusion, we do as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to do. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Allahumma ighfir lana. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for our shortcomings in this program. Forgive us for all the mistakes that we've made. Or if I've hurt anybody or said something incorrect, please forgive me. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of us.